Hey guys, it's the Andrew Bello from the Humming Media Group podcast of the year, the Wednesday Locker Room, and the former host and founder of the Next Level Wrestling podcast. It's 2021, and it's time to kick out and leave the past behind us. Humming Media Group starts the year off with over 2.25 million downloads, and our fan base is continuing to grow every day. Thank you for subscribing and sharing all of our channels, podcasts, and videos, and for standing strong with HMG in the face of ongoing censorship. We will always adapt and overcome any obstacles put in our way. We will overcome and certainly achieve even more success in the ever-changing digital landscape. Please make sure you're subscribed to Hacker Hameen and Hameen Media Group on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Thank you to all of the Patreon.com/Hameen Media Group subscribers, home of the Rip Rogers FR podcast, named by Patreons to be their favorite show on the entire Hameen Media Group network. More content, including marketing and podcasting seminars, watch-alongs from Hameen's career in 2CW, OVW, DCW, and more. When you subscribe to Patreon.com/Hameen Media Group, you are the fuel that drives HMG's free shows for the entire community. We salute you and thank you for your continued support in 2021. We continue our year supported by our daily listeners and our local sponsors, including ProWrestlingTees.com. Get the shirts of all your favorite Hameen Media Group wrestling personalities and support them directly. Greek God Papadon, Stevie Richards, Chris Silvio, SEG Shirts for Big Sal, and of course,
Fin Hameen, Yalla.
Also, check out ZordosOliveOil.com. Make a healthy choice for 2021 when you cook with Zordos Ultra Premium Artisanal Olive Oil imported directly from Greece. Visit ZordosOliveOil.com today and taste the difference of an ultra premium product for yourself. And wake up, bro. It's time to get the official Vince Russo Bro Coffee. Kick the day off right, bro, with a cup of Broster's Coffee. The exclusive limited edition Vince Russo Bro Coffee is a medium roasted Nicaraguan blend with chocolatey notes and a smooth finish that will have you up and ready to go, bro. Order yours exclusively at thebroasters.com. And it's 2021, and the Hameen Media Group staff are all committed to Stevie Richards' fitness this year and getting ourselves into the best shape we've ever been in. You've seen Big Ray's amazing transformation, and there are plenty of SRF members interacting right now, motivating each other for the new year. So don't worry about gyms and lockdowns. Let's get in shape together, using our community for support and Stevie Richards Fitness to achieve our goals for 2021. Join us and visit StevieRichardsFitness.com for the most affordable and effective home workout program that will give you results, real results. 12 and 16-week resistant band programs are available for instant download now at StevieRichards.com. And RussoBrand.com, where the pros are pros, bro. Hear the most valid opinions in wrestling from the pros who live it. No other podcasting platform and online wrestling punditry has the lineup of wrestling stars like RussoBrand.com. Stevie Richards, Disco Inferno, Shane Douglas, Just Incredible, Big Vito, Stevie Ray, Taylor Hendricks, Bin Hameen, and now there's even more shows on the way with a partnership with the two-man power trip. Why would you go anywhere else but RussoBrand.com? We thank you for listening and being an incredible community of wrestling-addicted, conspiracy-minded, straight-brim hat-wearing infidels. By the way, Bin Hameen wrote this copy, and I'm currently in a basement being held at gunpoint. He's already shot Adlers twice, and I hope this is the correct style of intro he was looking for. So enjoy the show, HMG listeners. Please, for the love of Stevie, enjoy the show.
Not afraid. I've heard. Yalla, yalla, as we come to life here, YouTube, Amin Media Group, YouTube, Bin Amin Channels, Infidel, dual casting, because you know we're not on that bitch Twitch now, but we're still at war for censorship as they just banned Trump's Twitter. But you know, you're in the place to be right now with the conspiracy horseman, and you don't ever want to diss my homies, because when you do, you diss yourself, because when you diss Dre, you diss yourself too, Amin. Yalla, here we go, it's time for the kickoff of the Civil War. We called it Infidels here at the Conspiracy Horse. Man, did you think it was going to fall down in the exact timeline that we called it back in October, September? You can go back, listen to the shows to the day when it was, what, an 80-day countdown, and you wanted to go week by week. And we said, we're a little unsure in the beginning of September what they're going to do to use COVID. But I'm telling you what, as soon as the new year kicks over, they got 3 weeks, and you watch about a week in, 2 weeks away from what it is, all of the players will perform their part of the act. Everyone is in place to flex in the way they wanted them to. And this should be no surprise to any of our diehard listeners, because it's definitely no surprise to my brothers, the Conspiracy Horsemen. Greek God, pop it on. Big Sal, Law, Hacker, Hameen in the house. We may even get Big Stevie Cool on the line here in a little bit. Sally Balls, good evening, man.
Hello, gentlemen. Have we gotten confirmation that Stevie got out of the Senate?
Well, I mean, that he was protecting the Senate. You know, the guy, when they see him, that steely ice blue stare. The last message I got from him, he goes, I've had enough. I'm going to hashtag DC with the red bands, and I'm going to take care of this. That was about 20 hours ago. So
now, yeah, we just haven't heard back. And so we're a little nervous. We are worried about him. I just want everybody, thoughts and prayers, guys.
Thoughts and prayers, please. From all of the gods, and we get them from the one God ourself, the true and living, GGP, man. Good to see you tonight, buddy.
I am the Senate.
How long have you been waiting?
As soon as you said Senate, it popped into my head. Execute order 66. Yes. Look, I got to break kayfabe here. And I hate to be the one that has to break kayfabe and hit you guys with the Stooge report. But the guy who stole the Minotaur, what is it called? Manitor?
Mantar.
Mantar, the Mantar gimmick. That's Stevie in shave. He put on the fake tattoos to throw off everybody. But I got to do the Stooge report. That's Stevie Richards front line and center.
Okay, well, at least he's getting over, you know what I mean? I'm sure Blue Meanie and Nova will be there soon enough, being unmasked.
I think they're going to wear their Grand Poobah helmets as well.
Yeah, the false flag alerts have been rolling in with that guy, Steerman, whatever you want to call him. I'm hoping he actually gores the Twitch deer in a battle to the death. As we're still battling to get back on Twitch, calling in some favors, we'll see what we can do here. But appreciate you, 55 strong already. Bin Amin YouTube channel, Amin Media Group YouTube channel. I'm slow on the fucking groups, guys. I'm sorry, Tony. Forgive me, Godfather.
Group.
And you know we're watching it all fall down. You guys are the frontline soldiers, and I threw on some mainstream media just to see. And they, you know, this apparently a woman was shot there, died. But they're lamenting, and they're having Congress people call in, and they're like, this is just a tragic day for America. This is not how Americans behave. This is not what, like, dude, how out of touch are they still even playing the sad sacks themselves, bro? The I, me, my. They don't even get what the fuck is going on, bro.
In Seattle, according to KIRO7, protesters just broke through the gates of the governor's mansion in Olympia.
What have we said? Okay, so let's get to – we'll come back around everything. But let's get to what we said. I don't want to say a toto-so, but a toto-so. Fucking just in the last weeks as we've been covering this, what needs to happen for them to have many sleepless nights, for them to think that they are being hunted at night where they have to be around the clock with extra security. They're not going to sleep well. And now that they don't, do you think they're going to do what they need to do? Like what is really going on? Or are they going to fucking resign? Some will, you know, and they'll be out of there. But this is the fear factor that we need to shake some of them, because they just have little condos and shit. They don't know who they're fucking with, man. Like it goes back to almost the Fight Club of like, these are the people who cut your lawn. These are the people who prepare your meals. Like don't fuck with us. And then here they are, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, man. Is this the true fear wake up call that we need? I wish it was the V for Vendetta March, but it's definitely not that.
Okay. So to be fair, I was working today and I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to anything live. I came home and I was, did you hear what happened? I'm like, no, what happened? And I looked at my phone. First thing, Kanye and Kim.
Oh yeah, big news.
Oh man,
yeah. What happened with them?
They're breaking up.
What up? You got a fucking shot. I think you plan Kanye if you really try.
Yeah, I was gonna say Kanye can hook up. So now
all I gotta do is dress as a priest. He'll be able to it.
That was my first.
I heard there's a rumor that he was having sex with a transvestite.
Well, why not? Bill Murphy did.
That's gonna
all the cool kids are doing it.
That'll be good stuff for his presidential run.
Yeah, they're going to just bury him anyway. Anyhow, so so then I decided once I figured out, you know, I was told what's going on, I went and I looked and I watched three of four channels just to see where we're at, right? First one was ABC. And ABC was telling us how, you know, there was somebody shot. This is a dark day. So Terry Moran jumps on, that big-lipped fish head jumps on, and he says, well, this has never happened before in America in 100 years. Actually stupid. It was 200. However, the other thing, we've had plenty of goings on at the Capitol building. People have been shot, killed, et cetera, et cetera. Then I transferred over and to, I was at NBC. Then they were going on with a lot of the same outside stuff, a lot of outside pictures, nothing really. And then they started posting those pictures of those fucking cunts hiding under their desks. They heard a bang on the door, so they're like, and they hid under their desk and put bags over their fucking heads. They should have fucking tied them off. What? So
go ahead.
Then we went to Fox, okay? And Fox showed up with their...
I just want to put a pin in that right there where you said they're under their desk. Go ahead. I just wanted to come back to that.
Okay. So Fox starts talking about how they're going out and they're showing pictures already. So they're having people call in, right? And the one lady, they're going, are you in the Capitol? And she goes, no, I'm in an office building across the street. And I'm like, so everybody they're going to is like, not exactly there, but they're somewhere in Washington. Then Stevie sends a fucking message to our group chat where there's a guy inside filming that's going on. And I'm going, how come none of these assholes have this? All you got to do, just watch our feed, and it's there. So I'm watching inside.
Camera wide shot set up where this war is fought on social media live stream.
Well, I'm watching inside now, okay? And the difference is, so now my wife is getting a report from her friend who's watching TV. And, you know, she's also on the internet now looking at her non-mainstream news, okay? And she's getting all the reports saying, oh, people are down, people are getting shot, and I'm watching the news, and then I'm watching Stevie's feed. Nothing's happening. I'm not seeing any of this stuff happening. So a woman was shot. So that was that, and nobody had any idea who it was. You what?
She's dead.
Yeah, well, fuck her. So this goes on, and nobody knows who this is. Nobody knows who the first guy who died at the Civil War. This was him. Good for you. You did it, sister. You made it. Big time. What's your name? I have no idea. So now this all happens, and I'm
watching. You mean Tarskin Jermaine? See what I mean?
So I'm trying to cycle through everything, trying to watch everything at once. And as this goes on, I'm hearing more venom from ABC again, because I'm cycling through. And I'm hearing the venom where that fucking Skeletor, Martha Raddatz, is going, and then they turned on us. Like, she threw it out. Like, she had this she had this vitriol in her fucking voice, because now she was somewhere else, because there wasn't a lot of people behind her. And she's going, And all of a sudden, they turned on us. Like, yeah, you guys are the fucking assholes. You guys should be strung up. Fuck the lawmakers. They're nothing. Go after you assholes. And then yeah. President Trump, he started with the media. He ended with the media. His whole thing was about the media. And it's like, well, okay, how about it? So then we cut back to the other fish-lipped asshole, and he says, I am so, so disappointed in America.
Yeah, all this is like a guilt trip for the rest of us. But that goes to show that they still don't know what's going on. This new hot propaganda clip coming in from El Plaza right now, you know, hate to say a toe so, but here we go.
Disenfranchised motherfuckers going to try and do an overthrow, and then it's American people versus the military.
Civil war's coming, boys. Not even yeah. right now.
Look, so what's, that look like? What's that look like?
Neighbors versus neighbors. People on the right are going to be enough is enough. We can't take no more. All the shenanigans and top really going around is never going to end. Trump said, look, we have mail-in ballots. This could be nothing but fraud. And everyone's like, no, you're crazy. You're crazy. And look where we're at today. With all the major metropolitan areas, we'll see protests. We'll see fighting. We may see group one gang of people fight another gang of people or certain gangs of people fighting the cops. It may go down. National Guards may come into play. It's going to happen. Something's going to happen where we're going to have people either red or blue. And that's what it's going to come down to. And it's going to be where people on the red are going to be like, enough's enough.
Shoot her. Get her down. Get her light. Flashlight. Flashlight.
Some disenfranchised motherfuckers going to try.
Man, see. Papa Domus.
Yeah. You know, I see some real talk motherfuckers who are doing it on the underground, banned from Twitch right now, you know, for all the wrong reasons. And now here we are saying it again, you know, right from the mouths of babes, Chet. This was fucking phenomenal. Go ahead, buddy. Say something else prolifically fucking phenomenal. I dare you.
Everything is going as I have foreseen.
The Hammy Award winning best affiliate show, The New Force Order. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great content. Great year, man.
I appreciate it. We had a guest on last night, Conspiracy Kyle. That's he does this podcast called Conspiracy with the Force, where he relates certain segments or certain situations in Star Wars to conspiracy theories. Mm. So it was, I'm going to go check out his podcast. They're about 10, 15 minutes long. I don't know if they're good, if they're not. So, but he's a cool guy. So we had a good show last night. But regardless of all that, regardless of the NFL, regardless of the dark side, the light side, this is what it's going to come down to. This is all theater, boys. We know it. But to you fans out there, this is all theater. And I'll tell you why. Antifa has been driven in to the riots by police escort. People have got it on videotape and shared the actual videotape. The guy with the stupid Mantar.
He was in Arizona.
He was a cute guy. Whatever. He was in the BLM Antifa march in Arizona. And then the other guy with the beard who looks like every indie wrestling fan in the front row with the hoodie on. He was also an Antifa member from Pennsylvania. So don't believe the wolves in sheep clothing. I'm not saying that this isn't 100% the case. It could be a little bit of both. But here's the deal. You ever watch wrestling, guys? Not used to, but to people out there listening and watching this. You ever see the extras address the security and the wrestler comes down the ramp and they're like, hey, stop, or I'll throw my keys at you. Stop. I'll say stop again. Don't come in. Don't come any closer. Meanwhile, their security and they don't do anything but get their asses kicked. They're just bodies. I've been there. I've played the role. That's exactly what happened as they're entering the Capitol building. All security is backing up and doing the back pedal. It's all theater.
I want to see this. This is great. This is right where I wanted to go. I get into it with Corey Bolt, not into it because I'm a fucking mark for him. Corey Bowles from Trailer Park Boys today because he goes, how long till they say the lefties are just plants in the crowd doing this? And then somebody responds to him, and Coulter already said, he's like, bullshit. I go, I responded. I said, I go, dude, based on the strikes slash non-strikes that I'm seeing, they all look like baby faces to me. They're not fucking, they're just doing little mosh pit things. If that was Proud Boys who wanted to get through, they're coming through fucking Hanson Lariats, bro. They're going to break through. And this was fucking, so the AEW early Dark Order punch fest that wasn't going on there, you know, like didn't fucking, like to me, I was like, and he popped, he put back hashtag heel. But, here we go with, this guy looks like Mike King from Immortal, actually.
Sitting up on Summit, and one marked state trooper vehicle, two black SUVs, there's three state vehicles, state trooper vehicles, escorted four Antifa shuttle buses right here, front center. There was actually five vehicles total. There was three up front, two in the back. They escorted right here, waited for them to get off their buses, and they had the state troopers unloaded and took their positions.
Somebody brought the hounds.
Yeah, dude. I mean, here we are. You know, I mean, that's just.
You didn't show the part where he showed it on his phone.
Oh, that was, I thought that was the video restarting. Sorry. Yeah, I got it
right here. They were coming, and then there's the ones up front, too. They escorted, and each one of those buses are labeled. All paid charter buses.
Look at that, bro.
Check this out. Watch, watch. Here's the black SUVs up front. Wait till you see it.
Tell Nancy to shut up. Go make a sandwich. Wow. They freaking brought damn Antifa here.
They escorted them here.
You
literally
got to be.
Lights flashing.
You got to be effing kidding me.
Lights flashing.
Patriots, are you guys watching this? You guys share this video, please. You got to be kidding me. On video.
I watched them do it.
Hell no, bro.
Bro, I hate the word when they. I hate the word Patriots now because these freaking rednecks over there using that word left and right and it just made it's so asinine. It's so ridiculous. It's almost like the left calling everybody racist and xenophobes because they don't agree with their ideas. It's just those buzzwords just it just set me off because it's just so stereotypical on both sides of the
fence. Like the snowflakes calling each other comrade.
Exactly. Oh, comrade. I got you, comrade. Yeah. Listen.
I just wanted to come. I want to drop a point, and then you.
I drop it. Drop it. Drop a bomb like Vietnam.
Well, when Fail says they're hiding under the desks, and they hear one bang or whatever, you know, flashbangs or pistol shots. How was there? How look at the theater of how quickly they were able to just go through, and then everyone's like, "Well, if they were black, they would have mowed them down," and all this shit.
Yeah.
There was only about there was a minimal amount of people there set up, and if they're bussing Antifa in. Look at this as a whole theatrics. And now the Nancy Browns aren't going to fucking put it over, but they're scaling the wall. People are making see walls don't work jokes. Today was the most glorious meme day in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
Card. Why and so easily were they able to get right through like they were going to take a tour of the Capitol building?
This is what everybody, I'm guaranteeing somebody's going to do a cut of everything together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four VKM's working on stuff right now. He's in the
phrases chair. That were used on all the channels.
Sorry, that was El Plaja, our supercut too. He got that done before the show. I want to put these guys over our Ministry of Truth and Propaganda artists here. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, El Plaja, we had some words with his Dominion tampering. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The fact is, somebody's going to put a cut together. Of all of the stations, all saying the same thing, they all threw their little jabs in at saying Trump started this, he made it happen, he could stop it. But then the main overall arc was this was a complete and total failure of Capitol security, and they all said those words.
And by design,
and utter failure.
By design,
of course, dude.
Problem, reaction, solution. Now, tonight, curfew in D.C.
At 6. So
you know, so all that going down. The story yesterday, I think we shared too, supposed plane attack on the Capitol. And
so
Iran's going to kill Trump in fucking retribution. So, you know, y'all, heels back over strong. I needed some Middle East heat. Thank you, Iranian generals, for bringing it. I'm going to have to switch up the flags here soon.
It's scary.
Here's my quick question. So these people who were so enraged, these people who were so distraught by Trump's message, that every time they've had a protest or a march or anything else, there's never been incidents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this has happened. Okay. So they were so fucking insane. These people, were so just fucking racist and killers, and that they charged the Capitol, broke windows, vandalized the place, just destroyed the fuck out of it, sat in offices and were total jerk offs. 6 o'clock comes, everybody's done. It actually says on the news, law restored. Now, if these people were rioting, wouldn't they have kept rioting? Because this is their end. Here's the thing, guys. Human nature. You have that mob mentality. You don't come down off that high by 6 o'clock.
Do you think they all went to Targets to loot afterwards or no?
I haven't heard anything. However, I'm trying to look at this from a human vantage point. How are you going to tell me that they were so crazed and so fucking lathered up that now they just went, you know what? You guys are right. Let's go home. Who? How? And then to have people on these shows when they had the call-ins, somebody called in and actually brought up the point, and this is a reporter who will probably never be heard from again. It's a female, so I whatever. She said this was a big letdown by our lawmakers, because now they're calling for National Guard to be sent in and all this to be done. She goes, however, when the other side was rioting, none of this was concern. But now that it's at their door, now it's going to be – now they need to
back
call
up
people criminals.
Yeah, back up, because they have to. They have to play their little things and lament and be strong. We need to change in Congress on both
sides. And the words she said – and the reason I remembered, the reason it stuck out to me and I wanted to bring it up is because she wasn't getting – she was getting this message across, and she said – she goes, everybody wants – us to have faith in the system. And this has been said repeatedly. And on Fox, it was said over and over, faith in the system. She goes, everybody wants faith in the system. This will do nothing but shake that faith, especially if they're calling these people traitors.
Tim, go ahead, GGP, please.
Okay, a couple things. One, the message yesterday we sent in the chat about them catching that airplane attack on the Capitol through the frequency that they use for pilots.
Yeah, sorry, just
you're
one
the
thing.
First, you're the first person I thought of. I went, yes, his gimmick is going to be over again.
We're going to be over again, bro. We're over right now, 101 live viewers on Ben Hameen and Hameen Media Group, you guys. But, yeah, you know, more shit to put heat back on me. I'm definitely down, man, as far as that goes.
This is what I want to say. My wife was watching ABC. And they were blaming Trump left and right, saying that last 9 weeks there have been no evidence of fraud. Meanwhile, there's been nothing but evidence of fraud that the mainstream media is turning a blind eye to. The same blind eye they turned to the laptop from Hunter Biden during the election. But after his dad won the popular vote, that Hunter Biden laptop was put through the ringer by the FBI as a target of an investigation due to money laundering, some kind of unclaimed income that he didn't pay taxes on. Now, I don't know if someone told me that he was cleared of it, but that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make to it is that, when the laptop is there to be used as evidence against the Biden family, it's not real. It's conspiracy theory. But once that's said and done with and that narrative and story comes to a close and we turn the page to the next chapter, that laptop, now that's in the FBI hands and an investigation in the FBI for unpaid taxes and the IRS due to some $400,000 or whatever of income that was unclaimed a couple of years ago, the laptop does belong to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
I could kiss you sometimes. You can do the segues so easily for me. I don't have to do shit. I just got to stick my hand out. The guy's down on the mat. I come in. Garvin, stop. Don't get caught up. Oh, my God. My gosh.
U.S. attorney in Delaware. And, you know, some time ago, Hunter Biden's lawyer made a promise that, Hunter Biden would stop doing this sort of stuff. And here's the statement from October from the lawyer. Hunter will agree not to serve on boards of or work on behalf of foreign owned companies. Well, the Wall Street Journal reports today that Hunter Biden still owns 10% interest in a private equity Chinese company, which essentially puts a lie to Joe Biden's many statements about his son and Biden saying, oh, my son will not be involved in anyone in my family involved in foreign businesses.
Yeah, Hunter Biden is a business partner still with the Chinese Communist government. His prior business partner, also associated with the Chinese Communist government, has disappeared. So this is a dangerous game he's been playing. And we know from evidence from the laptop, which is increasingly being confirmed, that these deals were in part to take care of Joe Biden. So when
GDP, did I have that spot? I set up for you to like say, leave that in right there or no?
I'm not one to toot my own horn, but toot motherfucking toot toot. Look.
Yeah, it's group mind, bro. Group.
Look, I got to just say this as well, right? And I want people to really break this down simplistically and look at it very simple. It's all theater. And I'll tell you why. The last 4 years, all we've heard out of Trump's mouth is fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news. Now, the media is not what it used to be. There's no integrity in journalism. It's all clickbait. It's all headlines. You don't have to back your sources. You don't have
to fucking say
no,
shit.
No, you don't have to prove anything. All
no
you have to do
reporters,
is hit him with
only readers.
I exactly. could not believe that fucking story about me having a 11-inch dick got out there. That was embarrassed by it, and I'm still feeling the effects of it.
Well, look, that explains why every time Who you pop a heart on, you pass out. But listen, there's a lot of people in OVW right now, a lot of those fat rizzats. I digress. They still can't walk.
They just sold the company. I got to go back and do another tour now.
All right, so here's the deal. What I'm saying, what I'm getting to is this. 4 years of fake news, fake news, fake news. All right. How about over the first 6 months this happened and they saw they were trying to penalize them? How come he didn't put an executive order in place to regulate the media and ban propaganda, which was exactly what was in play before the prior 8 years of Obama's administration where he legalized propaganda? So if Trump is against fake news and making them look bad with lies, 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 then why don't you just put a stop to it? You want to know why? Because in theater, you need your heel, you need your baby face. Now, who's who? That's all from a certain point of view, like Obi-Wan Kenobi said. That's it. This is all one big giant club, and nobody's invited but those who are in power. And at the end of the day, you can't call these people who are charging the Capitol building, these protesters, traitors and this, that, and the other, because what they did was take back what's theirs, and that is government. Government works for us. They're all public workers put in place by the public. They're public servants. They didn't go into any stores and small businesses and break them down and steal all the inventory and walk out with a new pair of Kanye shoes or a flat screen TV or an Xbox or a PlayStation. They went in there. They act like knuckleheads. And like you guys said, oh, it's dinner time. Lights are on. Mom's calling. I got to go back to home before I get my ass whooped. And that's it. Now, I don't justify what they did. All I'm saying is don't be calling what happened today an injustice. But what happened over the past few weeks with all these protests, because it pushes the left's narrative justice when it's the same coin, just the other side. You know what I'm saying?
So, exactly. Robert Womack gives us a pretty good question. And Stevie and I had talked about this off air. What do y'all think about this? What do y'all think about this? I think the blue states should start their own country and have the red have their own country. That's a pretty big, broad spectrum to do in states, but Stevie believes that there will be a breakdown, especially with these you know, voting districts, telling them what they have to do as unconstitutional law, that our cities will become these dystopian leftist, you know, under the rule of the old federal government. Meanwhile, we may go back to colonies inside the states where it's that postman type. This is our circle of 150 miles. Anybody who comes in within it, we're going to know everything about you, and you might get to trade with us. And so appreciate that big super cheer there. Another super cheer with a big message from Armand that Hans likes dudes. So big news coming from the chat line.
He only cheered $5 for that information, that cheap son of a bitch.
Oh, y'all. And I'm sporting the Greg Mosier's Conspiracy Horseman shirt now. Go to all of our stores, SEG shirts, Greek God Papa Don, and Stevie Richards, Ben Hameen, Chris Silvio, Dr. Man Beast, Rip Rogers, all under the Hameen Media Group banner.
Group.
And this one's available, I think, through all of our stores, man. So we appreciate Mo's for the awesome art.
See what Grandpa Munster, a.k.a. Ted Cruz, come out and said today?
What he lay down on us.
He said that we should get and put into place a committee to check, an audit committee to check the fraudulent or alleged fraudulent tactics in the election. And he said, before you people on the left who says there is no fraud, you have nothing to worry about. It only lasts 10 days. If we can't prove it in 10 days, then we'll go, you know, then everyone should just pack up and go home and, you know, allow Biden to come into office. No problems. You know, that's it. Is that the resolution? Who knows? I don't know.
If it comes down to a real count with no bullshit fraud, which who knows in Georgia, and how do you do that? Which it doesn't even seem possible to be able to do it to make it believable. So it's already tainted. And what we just heard with Hunter Biden, and who knows what 12-year-old he was screwing with Chinese fucking dignitaries. Meanwhile, you think Joe's coming back into office. You think he's going to stop sniffing 8-year-olds and photo opportunities? All this shit's going to come home to roost. Forget about even what happened today. If it was theater for the mainstream media and what they try to do to paint the Proud Boys and whatever else they want to make Nancy Brown fear. Here's what the media doesn't understand at all. That is a small segment that is representative of a very disenfranchised American populace that has had enough. And everyone has their own beef. Sure, I don't like seeing dudes with a Confederate flag in the Capitol building. That's probably me and that dude's ideologies don't line up. But I created this character 16 years ago to fucking combat 9/11 truth. Before that, I was doing it for 4 years through improv comedy, comedy rock, Nice Peter, live shows, whatever I could do. Then I dedicated to the fucking bit while we sat through Sandy Hook, had to eat shit on that and come back and eat it again. Parkland, Vegas, the for-profit wars are based on weapons of mass destruction, $2.3 trillion missing, pull it, WTC7. And yeah, that's my character, but all these guys lived it too. And what they don't understand, this is what they do understand, is that this has been bubbling underneath the surface this whole time. And now they want to act all wounded because they fucking sold it for a, you know, whatever fucking social justice warrior cause and payoff so they could keep on with their bullshit. They knew they were heading down this road and they knew there was a destination at the end. Guess what? We just fucking pulled up. And now it's time to fucking give the Uber a Meltzer 5-star fucking rating. Because the end of the trip is here. Now you are in the harsh reality of what you created. And tonight, there might not be some fucking, it might have been very peaceful, might have been Antifa, but there might be two motherfuckers out there who are hunting congressmen tonight. And they should not fucking be this whole month have a decent night's sleep because they put themselves in that position through their complacency, through not standing up for the right ideologies, for bowing down to tweets and Twitter instead of doing what America's founded on, man. And you want to fucking go back to it. Here it is. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's the natural manure.
How dare you claim that these Congress people, congressmen and congresswomen did not do their jobs? You know damn well that we had to allocate $15 million to Sri Lanka for speedboats, and we had to allocate hundreds of millions of dollars to Pakistan for gender studies. How dare you, sir? Fringe on other people's rights. Those frogs in Sri Lanka, they need their CPE boats.
Let's keep going. You want to talk?
You got your $600. You should be happy. $600.
American gangster in fucking Afghanistan. You want to talk about the opioid addiction and what was put through Pfizer and Merck and Johnson and how many people died in this country and how many people got paid off, doctors to fucking everybody to get these, let them write their own laws and why we were in these wars. Nobody's fucking taking a task for that. No, that shit just keeps sliding through. But now this small sliver, just those, whatever it was, I don't know the house. What the house look like there? About 700 paid, maybe running up the steps in that one clip. You know, if that's all it takes, 700 in a theater to get these motherfuckers sweating. Well, we called that 2 weeks ago. They're getting off light with getting their garage and front door spray painted. And now whatever's going down in fucking Seattle, do as thou wilt at this point, bro.
I just got a text. I don't know if this is legit, but it says, tonight President Trump is going to address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is not a rally speech. This is an address to the nation where he is going to give and lay out the evidence so those who have not heard or been hidden from the truth gets to hear about the fraud and the corruption. Everyone needs to tune into his speech. Make sure you alert your friends, your family. If there was ever a speech you need to listen to, this is one tonight. Be sure not to watch this one, the mainstream media. Watch it on, and then they give you the place, Newsmax, Right Side Broadcasting One, American News Network, America's Voice News. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, someone just texted me that, so I just figured I'd share.
Crazy. Well, we'll see, man. I don't know if we want to stay live for that or we'll just jump off and do a reaction to it. You know, I want to be able to see what the propaganda is and to break it down. Can I tell you a different story? Can I tell you a story just to switch things up? You might want to hear or no? It's an old story. It's
an old story. Show it's a story. Break it down like an organic compound. Make the world go round.
This is an old story. It's a good one though. It's called The Peasants Revolt. The Peasants Revolt, also called the Wat Tyler Rebellion in 1381, was the first great popular rebellion in English history. Its immediate cause was the imposition of the unpopular poll tax in 1381, which brought to the head of economic discontent that had been growing since the middle of the century. The rebellion drew support from several sources, including well-to-do artisans, villeins, and the destitute. Probably the main grievance of agricultural laborers and urban working class was the statute of laborers in 1351, which attempted to fix maximum wages during the labor shortage following the Black Death. I'm also taking that for a maneuver name. The uprising was centered in southeastern counties in East Anglia with minor disturbances in other areas. It began in Essex in May, taking government of the young King Richard II by surprise. In June, rebels from Essex and Kent marched toward London. And on the 13th, the Kentish men under Wat Tyler entered London, where they massacred some Flemish merchants and razed the palace of the king's uncle, the unpopular John of Gaunt, Duke of Lancaster. The government was compelled to negotiate. On the 14th, Richard met with the men of Essex outside London in the Mile End, where he promised land, free trade, and the abolition of serfdom and forced labor. During the king's absence, the Kentish rebels in the city forced the surrender of the Tower of London. The Chancellor, Archbishop Simon of Sudbury, and the Treasurer, Sir Robert Hales, both of who were held responsible for the poll tax, were beheaded. The king met Tyler and the Kentish men in the Smithfield on the following day. Tyler was treacherously cut down in Richard's presence by the enraged mayor of London. The king, with the great presence of mind, appealed to the rebels as their sovereign, and after promising reforms, persuaded them to disperse. The crisis in London was over. But in the provinces, the rebellion reached its climax in the following weeks. It was finally ended when the rebels in the East Anglia under John Lister were crushed by the militant Bishop of Norwich, Henry Le Despenser, on about June 25th. The rebellion lasted less than a month and failed completely as a social revolution. King Richard's promises at Miles End and Smithfield were never promptly forgotten, and manorial discontent continued to find expression in local riots. The rebellion succeeded, however, as a protest against the taxation of poorer classes insofar as preventing further levying of the poll tax.
Now, I don't blame any of them. I don't like when my poll gets taxed. At all.
How about tax on a poll match? I mean, we can get that booked.
It's all hardcore right there.
The Peasants' Revolt in a post-Black Plague pandemic where they have been taxed and pushed down enough. Say no more to the masters who do as thou wilt and get their hair done and have big ice cream freezers and go out and have dinner with their families where other people's restaurants get closed down for no reason. They are delusional. This corporate media and feeling sack of shit. How dare you? How dare they besmirch the name of Justin Trudeau? It's a sad day for our American brothers and sisters to see this attack on their democracy. The attack on democracy is from within. The First Amendment is rotten. There is no freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of media, freedom to gather peacefully because they're going to fucking drive Antifa in on some CIA black op cocksucker bullshit and fuck it all up for theater of the absurd for the 85% sheep because it's problem, reaction, solution. Let no good go. Yeah. Okay. So the conspiracy horsemen been calling this motherfucker. And you know what? The QAnons, the whatever it is, Trumpers, these were the Tea Partiers. These were the fucking Nancy Browns too. And they had it taken away. And you want to do the white guilt thing or you want to do this is the new fucking republic. Well, that's built on the backs of their families off of generational racism. We already went through the 90s. I'm very sorry, and I think it's very sick what's been done in police brutality in this last millennium, in the last 20 years. It's fucking shouldn't be happening at all after we went through Rodney King. They took that and turned it into this bullshit that we see now. And under the surface is all of that. From when JFK's head went back into the left to the false flag of fucking Vietnam, to the DARE program while they're flooding the fucking hood with crack cocaine, and Dre just wants to fucking be Donna Summers and out of the closet, but he's got to be a gangster to fucking make $1 billion selling headphones. That's the fucking road you took us down. And this is the end of it right now. It's the beginning of a whole new world, Sal. A new fantastic point of view.
You know, there was part of me now I was watching what's going on, and we get to the point where I was like, just let something come out of it. Let this be for something.
Look at history, what I just read you, what happened.
Right. But that's people get killed and people get beheaded. We're going to have our martyrs. Except we're now these people. Everybody, and I don't like drawing the big bold line because I don't like painting with the big brush. But the problem is there'll be no martyrs here. You know, where anybody who's not against Trump, put it that way. I can't say for him because not everything is not all. I don't agree with all of it, but anybody who's not completely against him is a bad guy. Those people who don't automatically just wash your hands and say, no, he's awful. These people are terrible. The right sucks. This is awful. They're all racist, all bigots, all misogynist, whatever. You're a bad guy. There'll be no martyrs because it's a situation where everybody's a villain and that's what they're going to do. It's going to become You're with these people. Well, no, I'm not with them. Well, you're not against them. So you're with them and you're not with us. So you're with them. So now everybody becomes the criminal. And now you're looking at a situation where Biden came out and said, these are a handful of extremists who are doing this. This is not America.
It is a handful, but it is that's where he's wrong. It is America.
That's my point. I was the rest are
staying home. They feel the same way. The majority of that 50%, they feel that same way, bro. And then people are like, how dare they go in there into these offices and put their feet? I'm going, what do you mean? I paid for that motherfucking desk. I'll put my feet on that motherfucker if I want to, bro.
Well, that was the thing. And the funny part was not people in masks. It wasn't a lot of masked people. You know, people were faces open on the news. A few with masks, but most of them without were calling the media as they're giving their report. A guy was walking behind him going, "You're a fucking liar."
Yeah.
"Dude, you're a fucking liar." And he's yelling at the guy and they're going, "Oh, well, you can see people are just heckling us." And so now they
smashed some MSM's fucking shit, bro.
Yeah. And he kept screaming. The guy was yelling at him the whole time. "You're fucking lying. None of this is going on." And so this guy was obviously nowhere near the Capitol because these people didn't know the Capitol was being bum rushed. You know what I mean? So he's walking, talking about the Capitol and the fight and somebody's shot. And he's like, "No, dude, you're lying." And he's screaming and yelling. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this guy is absolutely nowhere near the fucking Capitol. Why are they going to him for a report on anything?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That it's more CNN bullshit of the setup of what they want to do and stay close instead of actually doing due diligence in journalism, interviewing people why they're there and what the beef is, and even talking to police so you can fucking say what's what.
No, they were just reporting what they were tweeted. You know, people, they were looking, they had their phone out while they're talking.
And here's the thing.
They're picking up their news from Twitter.
Right. And they... they don't even see themselves of what they should be of the voice of truth because no one believes in them. There's a vote of no confidence. We know it's complete propaganda on every channel you turn to, and to see them sad sack and lament like it's the darkest. These astounding images that keep coming in. What's astounding about them? Everything you've done is a push. What, are you going to strike back? You're going to fucking do this. You're going to do this. And they just sit there. No. Stormy Daniels. Oh, tax. Your taxes. No. Oh, Russiagate. Everything that's going to be. And now COVID lockdown, when we know how much of it is just a complete lie.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely a flex and maybe even set up to be that, just to be like, look what we will come back with on you. But this is the fear factor that I believe they really need.
I feel like this is going to be the first because people got the taste of, well, you know, even if it was Antifa, you know what? Yes or no, I know they're there, but it's mob mentality. It's how humans think. If they come out, they're going to say, well, regardless of who it was that started this, it needed to be done. This is a fucking powder keg. And what did the news do? And this is even Fox News, the one that, you know, for Trump, they turned around and they cut into this because there was nothing happening. They cut into this to tell us that the fucking Democrats won Georgia. And now this will be a killing blow to Republicans. I'm sorry. We're in this big civil war right now that you're reporting that we're all disappointing to you. And you need, you know, we really have to rethink our life and Trump has to help out. But all you're doing now is being divisive by the words you're using. And I know it's so fucking cuntish to be like, oh, don't use certain words. I'll get triggered. But that's the words to say that to tell people
this
will be a killing blow. A killing blow? What are you talking about? It's fucking Congress, you cunts. Like, nobody, this is the farthest thing. And then these powerful pictures are coming in as well. And they show the fucking pussy under his desk. I heard a bang. And he's on the floor. And I want to find out what state he's from, because make sure you vote for that fucking big hero again.
Yeah.
There are these fat old men standing up, looking around, going like this. And then the one young guy's on the floor and he's cowering like he's running from gunfire. Thanks, Geraldo. Thanks for fucking being a pussy.
So there, the people are there to get it on film and take pictures of it, of him underneath his desk. So they know he's there looking like he's hiding from the mob. but the mob doesn't see the film, them filming him under his desk to go find the guy.
Action shot. Yeah.
Come on, man. This is all horse shit. It's all fucking theater. It's all nonsense. It's shenanigans.
Yes, but now go explain that to your fat aunt who's fucking seeing these are the most devastating fucking images we've ever seen.
No.
Why you got to make fun of Aunt Bunny?
Listen, look, the same situation that was going on a few weeks ago, a few months ago with BLM, to where people were getting hurt and there were fights left and right and fires and theft and destruction of property. That's
they were just expressing themselves, probably.
Peaceful protesting. And those were the youths. Oh, semi-peaceful, almost peaceful. Oh, she's half pregnant. Yeah, right. Now, it's going down. The guys are acting all stupid up in Congress and in the Capitol.
Act of terrorism.
This is malicious intent.
Traitors.
Ruthless aggression.
Nah. Well, you want ruthless aggression? Let's go to the Bray Wyatt, Watt Tyler story. Watt Tyler story. My favorite part of that was the guys who were in on the tax. Just so quick, you won't do it. Is this not the same thing I've been saying? You got to watch some fucking heads get chopped here. If it's Kingdom of Saudi Arabia style, so the rest of them say, I'm never doing that bullshit again. I'm never getting
lesson learned, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't talk about it. Sal, did we talk about the Kraken last week? I don't think I only talked about
we
it.
We did not. We did not get to the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Shit. I got to read all this too. My fucking voice is going to be rocked. I'm going to have to go back up in the chat a lot here. If you were
summarize it, the Kraken was supposed to be some kind of computer software.
No.
That was supposed to pinch all these people who did fraud for the election. Mm-hmm. And it's evidence allegedly that they have. But now.
Hold on. Don't give them the high spot. I'll read it. Unless you don't want to hear me read because you're tired of hearing
me. You're the one who's bitching and moaning about your voice being all hoarse.
When Michael Flynn's former lawyer, Sidney Powell, on the 23rd of November, she'd soon be releasing the Kraken. Trump supporters hope mythical beast would transform into a trove of evidence proving Joe Biden and his friends from the deep state's dirty tricks division had stolen the election. Since then, Trump's election campaign has suffered a string of colossal losses. Disappointing supporters are waiting for their president's imminent vindication, which may be coming at 9 p.m. tonight. At first, Trump has suspected that the Kraken was a cache of secret documents or a computer server hidden in Venezuela. However, recently unearthed information, along with cryptic tweets, now reveal that the Kraken is a person. And that person is none other than convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The child molester is allegedly committed suicide while incarcerated in New York City's Metropolitan Correction Center. The bizarre circumstances surrounding the death led many to believe he was murdered by the deep state to stop him from naming high-ranking Democrats who often visit Epstein's orgy island. But on New Year's Eve, Attorney Lynn Wood dropped a MOAB, that's mother of all bombs for those who don't know, my other finisher, disclosing that Epstein is alive and well, and it turns out in a government witness protection program. Forget about it. At L. Lynn Wood on Twitter, I'm fully aware of the onslaught of attacks being made against me on my revelations about Chief Justice John Roberts, both pedos. Before attacking me, maybe fair-minded people would first ask Roberts to tell the truth. Or just ask Jeffrey Epstein. He is alive. That was New Year's Eve past year, 2020. Mr. Wood, whose credentials are unimpeachable, has long championed the president's cause. His revelation substantiates the sworn testimony of a Washington source speaking under condition of anonymity. Shortly after Epstein's imprisonment, Trump people told that the notorious sex offender had documents and computer records that could cripple the deep state and Democratic establishment. Trump's strike force, Tito Santana back in the mix, also learned of a deep state plot to assassinate Epstein in prison. Before the villains had a chance to enact their foul agenda, Trump's team rescued Epstein from the prison and placed him in witness protection in a non-extradition country where the deep state couldn't touch him. The person killed in prison was a body double, our sources said. You guys remember that when they were looking at the ear gimmicks? Okay. The real Epstein is alive right now. He's blabbing away to Trump. He's spilling the beans on every one of them. He's implicated the Clintons, the Obamas, and the whole Biden family. He has records and pictures of video of Joe and Hunter Biden visiting Epstein Island 17 times in the last 5 years. There's a video of Joe and Hunter doing double teaming a blank. Never mind. I can't even say it. Thanks, fucking douchebag. Trump is getting, let's go, Vietnamese 12-year-old boy. Trump is getting all info he needs to show Congress who Biden really is. Even if the election was legitimate, these revelations prove that a person like Joe Biden can never be our president, our source said. Asked why Epstein cooperated, our source said that Trump promised the infamous sex offender a full pardon in exchange for dirt on every Democrat who had ever set foot on Epstein's island of debauchery. Trump will issue the pardon on the 19th of January to forestall political backlash from persons who might object to the sexual predator released back onto the streets. The administration also promised the return of Epstein's assets and properties except for Lolita Island. The government had seized at the time of his arrest. Before that happens, Epstein's evidence must be compelling enough for the Congress to invalidate the 2020 election and for a military tribunal to either execute Biden or ship him off to Gitmo for the rest of his natural life. Quote, there's a reason Trump brought back the death penalty by firing squad.
Hmm. Are you? Let me ask you.
Well, let me put this one out there. Where the fuck is young Jizzy?
Who?
Yeah, she's
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Jizz Bang Mask. Yeah, she's on the tabloids. I see her every day. I go to the fucking store. She's there. That says, and it keeps saying, is I'm going to be killed in prison.
Is there recent pics of her, though, or no?
It's her on the cover of every fucking rag, and it says, I'm going to be killed in prison.
What do we think of that? I mean, it's not one of our main sites, but the Kraken story there is fucking Big Jer alive, and is tonight 9 p.m. Are they going to have to pull the trigger even earlier because of what
happened? It would be a fucking awesome heel, big swerve. Here's my question. Let me ask you guys, there's an opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. Are you guys cool with that? Would you guys be cool with that? If he was like, he gets full pardon, everybody else goes down.
He'll get aced in the street, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, is that okay? Are you guys, what's your personal?
The only thing that I would really like is if him and Tekashi 6ix9ine did a double album together after that.
He would get Jack Rubied, right as soon as he's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could get him and Tekashi at the same time. That's what I'm saying. It'd be good stuff.
I don't know. I would say no. But again, was he under the tutelage of the CIA? Was he a government operative working to blackmail people? He was the honeypot? Or was he doing it out of his own recognizance? That's something we'll never know. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get world leaders and you know, it's not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched blackmail, the world of politics and all this other nonsense. It's funny though how Julian Assange and Snowden, who broke truths to the public, are still looked as public enemies, but other people who done worse crimes are being pardoned left and right by any administration, not just
or Trump. Just ignored completely.
So I don't know. I mean, look, if the system itself is the problem. The players within it, they are all guilty because of their environment. They have adapted themselves to the environment, and the environment is the problem because it's all based on lies. It's all based on blackmail. It's all based on
personal gain. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we look at the laws in place,
it's all about the money.
If we look at the laws in place, right, especially with Big Pharma, they can put out medicine and they can put out vaccine, but they're not liable once it's out in the public for any backlash or any repercussions for taking said vaccine or, you know, medication. So with that being said, right there, it goes to show you public's best health and interest is not a concern for those in power. It's all about the scarol and the scarol in their pockets and their $30 million mansions that they have all over the world and their $12 pints of ice cream in their freezers. You know, that's what it's about. It's not about.
Fucking stop.
It's not about the common man working the industry job or the that's why they don't want unions. That's exactly why they don't want unions.
Did you see Google? They're looking to unionize inside Google because of all the abuse.
It's never going to happen. They'll just pay the right politician the right amount of money, and it won't go down.
All goes away.
Yeah. You know but there it is. I mean, Mitch McConnell with the $600 fuck
what
you.
A prick. That's right? Your boy. That's your boy right there.
So shouldn't he be? Let's go back to the Watt story.
One second.
You know,
forget about the Watt story. One second. I just want to say this to the both of you guys. I really want to say thank you. And I'm grateful that you take Stevie's and my feelings into consideration when we're on air and you guys don't want to talk about the Sand Wizard and him getting sick by Ben, Yakuza kick after Yakuza kick after Yakuza kick, tater after tater after tater. So thank you very much for taking our – I appreciate that.
We love you. We don't – that's just how we feel, man.
Dude, I listened to the last show. That popped the hell out of me.
Because, you know, that's the great thing about being an atheist. If we are wrong and we go to heaven, it's written in your bylaws that you got to forgive us. So loopholes there. So that's always a get out of jail free card.
That's the rules.
That's how you get it with. That's the rules, Jesus.
Ding dong.
Oh, Minga, Topinga. How about another Chinese? What's that?
How about those frogs?
About those frogs. How about Chinese billionaire Jack Ma's friends missing?
China's most famous tech tycoon seems to have just disappeared. The billionaire and founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, has not made any public appearances in more than 2 months now after he made a comment alluding to the need to reform China's financial system. His brainchild, the Ant Financial Group's initial public offering, has since been called off by Beijing. So here to discuss this is Adam Leshinsky.
Jack Ma kind of missing now. Like, oh no, he's not missing. He's just taking time out and away. And after Hunter Biden's multi-billionaire business partner also clipped and dead, you know what I mean? In very circumstantial shit. Now Jack Ma, another dude, these are the big moves of the globalist new world order that they are tied in with, bro.
That's no coincidence, bro. Just like how the servers in Nashville at the AT&T building. That's a coincidence. Yeah. It's not, nothing to see here.
That's why I started tweeting Yala and Mandarin today on Twitter.
Nice.
Today was a fucking banner day here at Hameen Media Group, you guys. Launching Stevie Ray TV's brand. You can go to twitch.tv/Stevie Ray, YouTube Stevie Ray TV. Subscribe to them all, please. Matt Schaffer working hard. We're super pumped to be working with
Producer of the Year. Woohoo!
Yeah, producer of the year, NFO producer, Suck My Balls producer, co-host of Light the Fuse, doing so much, man. Plenty going on. Well, I mean, Sal, you guys can brag too. Basically, it's in dispute for producer of the year. Chuck.
Right. And I don't want, you know what? I'm not here. This isn't my platform to get to tell everybody what a huge fraud this has been, that it was stolen from us. This isn't my platform for that, so I'm not going to get into it.
But your platform is your Twitch channel that still exists. Yeah.
Congratulations on the winners.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well, as long as Kat didn't know, win, all that was important. Yeah. Right?
Well, as long as we made sure Kat was nowhere near the winner's circle.
Sal, let me ask you something. Well, she was in the Bukkake circle. That's another circle. Oh. But,
well, that's her new channel, actually. It's going to be Bukkake and the Mimosas. That's going to be the new channel.
Bukkake with Biden's. Well, listen, Sal, I want to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
I thought this would have tickled your fancy a little bit. The scientists create first living robot.
That's right, baby.
That's what I was talking about, the frogs.
Robot
that's,
frogs, baby.
Yeah, the robot frogs. I didn't get to read that. You want to read that, man? I just saw it. I didn't get to read all that. So.
I took the heat.
I got it right here. I got it. By Victor.
Wait a minute. Time out. Let's do this correctly. If you can you put the picture of the frog up? Because that's the big selling point.
All right. Yeah.
Even though that's not the real frog, that's the big fucking selling point.
Yeah. Even though that's not the real fucking. Oh,
it's not the real frog, but God damn it. That's awesome. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, all right.
Come on, man. Just let it happen.
The first living robot made from frog stem cells. Yeah. Scientists have invented the first ever living robots. Robotic devices are made from embryonic skin and the heart cells of frogs. They're known as xenobots.
Yeah. Getting the
name from African clawed frog, Xenopus lavis, whose stem cells are used to make robots. The species of frogs is found in the streams and found in ponds of sub-Saharan Africa where they're in search for food. The frogs are renowned for their claws that they use to tear the food they find. Xenobots, developed by the scientists from Tufts University and the University of Vermont, are the first ever robots to be created entirely from living material. The machines are tiny creatures, less than a millimeter wide, and can walk and swim, survive for weeks without food, and work together in groups.
Oh, shit. You fucking perfect.
Grope.
All right. however, can't evolve or recreate. What's unique about these creatures is what they have, but they can't heal themselves when they're wounded. What the fuck? Xenobots are devised on a supercomputer running software that imitates natural selection. Algorithms are then instructed to optimize each Xenobot for a different basic function, such as moving back and forth, manipulating objects like carrying a payload. The algorithm forwards the digital blueprints it believes are best suited to the task at hand. The best plans are modeled with small forceps, searing irons, then released into the petri dishes where the fragments of amphibian flesh live for weeks before decaying. These robots don't look anything like traditional robots. They don't have any robotic arms or shiny gears. However, they can achieve some things that traditional robots can't. For example, these robots have self-healing capabilities, something that traditional robots lack. Xenobots are also safer for human health and are more environmentally friendly since they are biological machines. According to the study conducted by researchers, xenobots could potentially be used towards a host of tasks, but because of their miniature sizes, they could be used to transport medicine into the human body or instructed to scrape out plaque from human arteries. The scientists also believe that these robots can help in environmental restoration by collecting microplastics in the ocean and cleaning up radioactive waste. Apart from these functions, xenobots could push researchers to venture more into cell biology with the hope that catapulting future advancements in human health.
So xenobots. What they're saying is this is the only frog with claws and they can fit in the side of somebody's arteries so they can actually just rip and kill someone with a heart attack. You'd never know because you're not looking for a little robotic frog up in somebody's shit.
No, you're not when you drink that in your fucking Larson.
Right.
I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. I cannot wait for our fucking robotic frog overlords to show up.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Frogs, GGP.
Make it happen.
Hey, the frogs are gay. 1776!
And they said they can't evolve or recreate or procreate. So
that's what they say. But they can always, you know, honestly, here's my point. So they can't procreate. So now it's not up to them to control their population. It's up to whoever is actually making a fucking robotic frog. So think about that. The crazy person who made a fucking robotic frog that can fit in your bloodstream, they are the ones who are in charge of the population, whether they want more, whether they want less. That's all. So do you feel better about that? Or would you rather have the natural selection of the frogs going, well, we have to procreate just enough to keep ourselves alive? Or the guy's going, we need more. We need to make more of these fucking little robot assassins.
Over stronger, those or the retardigrades, GGP?
I think the retardigrades. I think
the retardigrades just last. They live in space forever.
They can live in, what is it, negative 400 degrees, you said last episode?
Yes, sir.
I popped for that, too, the retarded grade.
They need to be in space.
I can wait till my answer that one.
We missed you, but, man, that was a good time, just Sally and I tagging. We had the heavyweight shit coming in. We knew what was going down, man. It was nice to not have the fucking Jesus freaks around for a minute. Yeah, we can finally let our hair down. Oh man. So where do we go from here, boys? This is just flexing. I mean, where we're going from here is 9 o'clock and this guy's banned, the president's banned from Twitter. We're using social media as the way, you know, to do it. We're banned from Twitch. They said 3 weeks ago. You wait until about the 20th and everything changes. How about ban from Twitch for streaming Brody Lee for the Digital Millennium Copyright Act while we're all at home under house arrest. Meanwhile, they want us on the front page of Twitch because they want to expand wrestling in the sports part of Twitch. But the guys who are the foundation of wrestling, go fuck yourself. Oh, okay. Good fucking rules from the queer deer over there. You guys are fucking really killing it. And that'll make some other, situation pop up in the next 2 or 3 years of the digital front, and our community will follow us there, or we'll build our own around the outside of it, or Trumpy Trumps out and we'll be the fucking czars of his version of that. So the digital landscape looks crazy. How Dana White saying, I got something big planned for you streamers. Oh, what, Dana White, you're gonna come to my house and beat me up? I'll make you eat dog shit off my front lawn, bro. Like at gunpoint, there's no way that Dana White is going to shut down watchwrestling.la or .uno or watch-wrestling.yoursistersfatass, whatever they want to make it. This is the new fucking way of the Wild West of the internet. So when this goes down to, you want to screw the common man? We came up, cable was $20. What, how much is cable now? How good is the service?
Same as it was 20 years ago. How good is
the customer service?
Shittier.
Even worse.
That's why you got people running into – that's one of a thousand reasons of needling you, pushing you.
And why, though? Can you tell me why it's gone up?
What's gone up?
It shouldn't. They have fiber. Fiber doesn't.
Why does cable go up?
Greed.
Greed.
Because they can. They can, and you can't do shit about it.
Well, today they did. They that's what they're needling, bro. So that when Dana's like, how dare you, live stream my page? You should be lucky anybody's watching, because if they weren't, your fucking buy rates would be way down.
We got kicked off of Twitch because you live streamed the Brody Lee Memorial Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the Brody Lee Memorial Show on TNT?
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that television?
Yeah, here's the thing. So
pay-per-view, it's free TV.
Right. It's TV, and there was a ton of other Mark sites doing it as well. And they know how could they not know better? They didn't know with anything that how connected we are, Then they want to make the argument with Impact. Well, Impact's on Twitch. Well, okay, and they might have a deal with them, but so is AEW. Guys are on Impact. So you fucking tell me where the line is in this fucking big wrestling thing where AEW is not over even a million. They should be thankful our community is even helping to support that shit. Meanwhile, we're trying to gain some reciprocity over our fallen brother, and that's when they want to pull it. Okay. We'll see who gets fired at the end of the day, and we'll see who comes back on triumphantly and unfuckable with until the next time. They just don't know who they're fucking with. Like, they have one MO of what they want to do, and then they have these SJWs trying to toe the fucking line and fuck it up. And all it's going to do is come back and hurt them twice as bad. It's these roads that they go down. They know what the end game is. I've said this 3 times on the show, whether it's big scale stuff or this type of stuff. If you push me that way, some people will just fall off and get in line and boo-hoo, and then there's the conspiracy horseman. And now you're dealing with the conspiracy horseman of the year, and you're done fucked up.
You won conspiracy horseman of the year?
I voted for you twice.
Before you just justify,
off with it, bro. It was close between me and you.
I can care less, dude. There's no I in team. I only want the show to thrive. Since we can't get on television because we're too cool and too truthful to be on TV, and we got snubbed for Oak Island and the other show, was this Skull Ranch or whatever?
Digging for gold in the desert.
What was the guy's name? Scorpion? No, what was the guy's name?
Yeah, Dragon.
Dragon.
Yes, the Dragon took my payday. That prick. So, and now we got thrown off of Twitch for no apparent reason. Because we showed a free show, or you showed a free show on your network, that was a memorial show. So you just want to share his memory to more people, which makes no sense. And they have a working agreement with Impact. So you would think Impact Wrestlers, whatever. Look,
exactly.
They're lost, dude.
At the end of the day, it's making up the rule. And then when I went back on, don't do this, have a backup channel. When the Hameen Army went at Twitch support, did Twitch support respond to anything? No, but they see Hameen Media Group, they go fucking...
Group.
They go pull the Hameen Media Group channel as Matt and I are downloading the fucking Monday Locker Room to chop that up as well, dude. Just a double fuck you. And then they send me another message saying if your face even shows up on anybody else's channel, we can pull their channel. Just so now you're going to unperson me directly from 1984?
Wow.
Let's fucking go, B. Let's fucking go.
So and then we had, wait, what was the deal with Big Gray cutting a promo by not winning Producer of the Year? Was he really pissed about that?
No, he's just going into business for himself working.
What a mark. Anyhow. What a mark. He can't work.
He's trying. We had a great show today of the Impact Attack. A lot of, talking about Dr. Dre with the aneurysm.
Do you think Dr. Dre, when the doctors are talking to him, he says, call me doctor.
It's okay. It's okay. You can talk in front of me. I'm a doctor.
I think he's like, oh, yeah.
Well, Dr. Dre, what do you think happened?
Stop. It's not funny.
Do you think Eminem was up his ass?
No, his boyfriend probably was, though. Yeah, but here's the thing. I bet the ex-wife is like jumping for joy because when an artist passes away, even though they heard Dre is making a good recovery right now, that his fucking catalog's worth, three, four times as much. So it's only 4 years away until we get, still Dre in the background of a fucking Dodge Ram commercial or whatever.
I'm just hoping that he doesn't get a UTI like Tanya Roberts and go. But nobody heard about that. Tanya Roberts died, came back, and then died again.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, it popped up on Tanya Roberts died, and I was like, oh, shit, that sucks, man. Then it turns out that she didn't die. Somebody in the hospital fucking was like, no, she's alive. And then she died of a fucking urinary tract infection. So there you go.
That's that California love.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
So where are we going from here, boys? Huh? I think
what does it look like? Let's say he drops the bomb here at nine in a half hour tonight. Let's say it is Biden stuff, or let's say it is calling out these people and Dominion, or
I mean these people,
the Clinton faction. is where it is Creepy Joe and whatever he wants to say. What does tomorrow look like?
Tomorrow is going to be that Trump was venomous and didn't do anything to help. And his actual speech started this. His tweet was ineffective. He's done 1,000 other things wrong between then and now. His Twitter account's been suspended for 12 days. That's all it's going to be. It doesn't matter. He could literally come out and say, here is a Polaroid I have of Hillary pegging a 9-year-old. During a fucking thing with Abby Abramowitz, wherever the fuck this cunt's name is. And here's a picture of Bill Clinton beheading a fucking goat and fucking it while fucking, while praying to Moloch. And they all go, God damn it, Trump. How dare you? It's good that you've been kicked off of Twitter.
Do you think it was Huma Abedin's maid that took the pictures of those two incidents?
Yeah. So it's just fucking. It doesn't matter what he says tonight. We're going to listen, and everybody's going to listen, and there'll be a handful of people who are going to take into consideration what is being said. Everybody else is going to go, he started all this. His venomous words did this. If he could have stopped all of this, just like Corona, he could have ended all of it. Come on, it doesn't matter what he says tonight. He can literally come out and tell us all fucking aliens exist. We got the cure for cancer. Oh, by the way, that $2,000 stimulus check, I'm sending it out to everybody. We're going to do this. Fuck everybody else. And nobody's going to listen. He's going to be the villain tomorrow again. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he knows he has to play the heel.
He doesn't give a fuck, guy.
It's all about his pockets, bro.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if anything's going to happen at 9 o'clock. That text I got, it could be fake. I don't know. Okay. But He might even do something at 9 o'clock if he does address the whole situation. And it just be very bland speech. Cause there's been many times in the past where they're like, oh, tune in, same bat time, same bat channel, and nothing's happened. It's all the long game nonsense and all this QAnon BS and JFK Jr. is alive nonsense. That's not true. It's not true. I'm sorry, VKM out there. I know you're harping on the fact, but if all this is true, then why isn't it coming out now when it needs to come out? It's not true. At the end of the day, I personally believe there was fraud. If everybody else, even his vice president, is not looking to support him, then just pass the torch and move along and do what you got to do. Oh, Stevie's calling in 5 minutes. Good.
So you got to pull five. Well, you got to grab.
Why can't Stevie come in now? Why doesn't he just come in fucking now?
I don't know. He's on his phone. I
mean, ridiculous.
No, if he wants, call in now.
Well, here's my thing. Here's another thing.
He probably got to get his last set in. He's probably in the middle of sets.
He's finishing up his fucking cardio. So when they played when Biden did his live speech,
mm-hmm.
and he gave his enough is enough. You know, he gets a little fucking, he nuddled up and he's enough is enough. And then he fucking hobbled off stage like an infirmed old cunt. then like 20 minutes later, they play Trump's 1 minute fucking dumb speech about how we were robbed. He's trying to tell everybody, go home and be cool. He goes, even though we were robbed, they stole this from me and you. And like, he really did nothing. So I laugh at that. But the point was, they played the president elect who was going live over the president now calling for go home, go in peace. So what is that? What are we saying with that then? Like one's more important than the other? No, it's a point of TV. Well, we have his pre-taped thing, and then we have president-elect's live feed where he has to fucking hobble out and be a cunt. So how is that? I don't understand that. Isn't Trump still the president? Doesn't he get some sort of put over status, even a little bit?
I don't think he will. They're gonna make him the boogeyman. I don't even really care about this being for Trump or they. I mean, they show these guys wearing the flags and waving Trump flags. Right. That don't mean shit to me. No. What means to me is the fear in Congress and the overrunning of the common man into these castles that we pay for every day, along with Pakistani transgender studies in a $5,500 or 5,500 page stimulus bill. What we can't even get $600. We get shot down by our own representatives for $2,000 to get $600. But some transgender queers in Pakistan, which is obviously CIA slush fund money, so they can go ahead and pay off more people so they can smoke another Iranian if they need to. It just, you know, it's one bullshit pork belly lie after the other. And that's the fear that they should have of everything.
Hey, how's it in DC?
Look at this.
How's it in DC there? On the road?
It's great. I wear the blue mask just to make sure everybody knows I'm on their side.
His name is Steve.
Red mask.
And he has a conditioning and training program.
That someone hasn't touched for 2 years after his girlfriend bought it for him. I saw the chat.
Yeah.
Now, dude, what the fuck is going on with people believing that these guys are in multiple pictures and multiple ice? I'm sure you guys brought it up. What in the hell? You can't say that everybody's got a doppelganger. This isn't multiverse or parallel universes. CERN's not responsible for this. I'm sorry, Sal. But how are people explaining away these guys?
Well, the first guy with the bull thing is really not he's supposedly a QAnon guy, like known. So that came out as whatever. But the other dudes who got the timestamp over their Antifa Philly, or group there, that they looked like the guys that were in there. We played a clip earlier of, this guy who's probably looked kind of like a Native American type Skid Row dude who could easily be dismissed. And then he brings up his phone. We put that in Twitter, in our chat, and he's got it on camera of a sheriff truck, two black unmarked SUVs bringing in three mini, vans like that would seat about 20 people, and saying Antifa got off the fucking gimmicks and they're the ones who are in there
doing the blocking on these security that were letting them through, right? Where if this was fucking the Proud Boys, it would have been straight punches and all that kind of shit. So just based on the offense alone, this looked like theater to me, man.
There's a good possibility, but I'm still not seeing now all of a sudden. Now we have no sides. We know this is being controlled by somebody who's smart enough not to have their face and name, somebody above Soros, somebody above all this shit pulling the puppet strings. But how can – there's no fires. Businesses aren't being burned down. They're actually going after the people that have been fucking you over for how many generations, and now you're considered to be a domestic terrorist?
Yep.
No matter who's doing it.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Stevie, I got to tell you, your mic sounds fucking awesome.
You know what? Got him.
Got him.
The audio bubble's about to burst. Like real estate and the economy. I don't even get what, you know, I see people that I know that are smart, that we all know, that are celebrating the fact that checks and balances aren't even a thing. Like, we roll all the house. It's all blue. Now we don't negotiate. Okay, well, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And those people that you've been counting on have been stringing you along for how many months? And now you're expecting, because Biden's going to give you a $2,000 payoff the day after he gets in. What about the next 4 years? What the fuck are you going to get except more money being printed, more quantitative easing, and then the great reset, because every dollar we have isn't worth shit.
It isn't now, all that video game money. And it would it be the worst thing to let them have their way like that? Wouldn't they go completely nuts and be like a three-year-old walking around with a 357 loaded? What could possibly go wrong now, you know, as more and more – maybe Trump does slide out, and we're talking – I don't know if you heard – with the Kraken, with Epstein and that story, and young Jizzy, is that going to go down here in another 20 minutes? That huge level are these salacious conspiracies in the outer circles that we in rabbit holes that we go in have the validity? Do you think of any of that's going to come true, Stevie?
You know what? The long game's about to be over. I don't know what these people are waiting for.
Yeah, we're at the end of one of these roads.
It's got to be by midnight. It's got to be by what? Are you going to wait till January 20th? And is that going to be what are we talking about? Oh, my phone's about to die. Oh God! All right, gotta get back to the Capitol building. See everybody.
Yeah, later. Get the red band. Pull tight, real tight. Well, there it is, guys. What more do you want, Stevie? On the run here, man. Hopefully, he can find Pelosi before the night's out in the purge.
We said today's all theater. Tomorrow's going to prove it when nothing happens. You'll see. Mm-hmm. Today, some people ran up into a building, acted like goofballs, like Porky's when they did the panty raid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened. And unfortunately, one person died. A protester, I believe, got shot, right? That was the lady on the floor?
Sure.
Who shot her, though?
I think one of the cops. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't even know. Well, I know is this.
It was probably his ex-wife. I mean,
everyone's getting, like Stevie said, those people who have been screwing us left and right and have been sitting in a position of power that have been put there by us and don't give a damn about you, your wife, your kids, your mother, your father, anyone in your family, because they had an opportunity to give you $2,000 to ease some of that pain from this nonsense of shutting down small business. But that wasn't good enough because they had to pay for speedboats for Sri Lanka and gender studies in Pakistan. So you're only getting $600. And guess what? Vote for me again in another 2 years or another 4 years.
Sure, I will.
And then what's going to happen then? Absolutely nothing. The rich will get richer. The poor will get poorer. The middle class will cease to exist. And maybe we might go back into state colonies, like you were saying. And then it won't work again. And they'll say, guess what, guys? This isn't working. We need to come together. And there goes your one world government coming into play by 2025.
Or we could handcuff them, put chains between them, take that chain, hook it to the back of Gravedigger, and fucking just let her rip right down 1600 Boulevard there, maybe.
I don't know. What's a Gravedigger?
What's Gravedigger? It's a monster.
Really? You don't know? You never watched?
No, I said, Mommy, what's a Gravedigger? It was the RZA. Oh, okay. Sorry. Gotcha. I know what Gravedigger is, dude. I've seen him live. That's a work in itself, dude. Sure. I can see that work a mile away at the live shows. Oh, no, there's something wrong with his truck.
Yeah. Man, those guys do some crazy shit, man. And they did some crazy shit today. And I think we're only at the first level of this. It was a flex. It was theater. And the Nancy Browns are feeling one way. And the media thinks that this isn't going to happen to them. That's what I see next.
I can't wait for
Vendetta bombing. It'll be them on the air. And then it'll be fucking.
Well, oh, that's the new. That's the other one. We jumped on, they had found all these suspicious packages around the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were actually confirming that they were explosives. And to me, that doesn't make fucking sense.
Why would people blow themselves up?
Right. Why would you show up to the Freedom March that you're going to, you know, if you're, let's say everybody there is from the right, and let's say we're all there for Trump and, you know, USA, USA, what are you blowing up? Doesn't make sense. Even if Biden's going to be our president, what is blowing up the Capitol going to do?
Not sure. I'm sure a couple porta potties got blown up today down there.
Oh, Jesus. You saw some of those people.
Do you think anyone left an Upper Decker in Nancy Pelosi's private bathroom?
That's my other question I wanted to ask you guys, too, again. So those were the two people that were there. So stooge number one, Pence, was there.
Yeah, we didn't even get to that. So
Trump stooge one, and then stooge two was there, too. And they both fucking... Bing, they're gone like fucking David Copperfield.
You think he's going to kick him through the barbershop window tonight or what?
I would love to see it. I would love to see that because that's what they said started this, that he called him out. And he was like, Pence doesn't even have the strength to back this up or question.
He was born in the bottom of the Pentagon, bro. You know, like you couldn't get a more bigger CIA spook looking motherfucker, bro.
Well, what state is he from again?
In Indiana.
Supposedly, there was talks that, or there was a conspiracy that he had something to do with all that stuff when Clinton was with a senator in Arkansas? When Clinton was, or he had ties somehow with some kind of child trafficking back in the day as well.
I'm shocked at that, you know, a big church Christian.
A big church guy, yeah.
Being in a child trafficking and touching kids.
They might have dirt on him. That's why he don't want to go down the road.
That was the point. So now they said, you know, Pence is in there because he's presiding and Pelosi was in there presiding. Yet everybody else was trapped. Those two fucking snake-eyed and storm-shouted the fuck out of there. They were gone. Nobody saw them. Nobody saw another fucking peep of them.
Dude, it was just like Vince leaving Iraq in his plane. He's good.
That was it. He was good. They were gone.
Yeah.
They were going to fucking string him up like warlocks.
Not Iraq, Dubai, wherever the fuck he was.
Saudi Arabia, too. And that's how we're going to get out of here. About 90 minutes in, you got the big Stevie Cool running. I'm glad to see he's doing well, that he got in and out of the Capitol.
Hold on. Something just hit me. I'm sorry to cut you off, Ben. I really am.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Stevie's a big tech guy. How's his phone dying? Something's not right there.
Yeah.
He saw his window of opportunity.
Well, he got that new H phone, that Hogan phone that he saw on Raw, and it's only got a 20-minute battery operation, brother. He's getting old. He can't go like he used to.
It dies and then comes back.
Big comeback. He's going to have 60% power.
He's going to have 60 bars, four bars later.
Yeah, five fucking bars. 5G. As we keep it real, G, here on YouTube, you never thought you'd fucking hear that. Ben Hameen channel, Hameen Media Group channel. I'm glad to be here at the end of this, at the beginning of this, who knows what you want to call it. We still got two more weeks to go. And we said every actor plays their part in this theater of the absurd. Do not be fooled all the way around. Take all of the information in. And trust your gut, because you know what's going down here. They pushed it to this point by design. Don't be fooled by the work. Get with the real workers. The Conspiracy Horseman, Greek God popping on the NFO podcast, SDG shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, Greek God popping on Pro Wrestling Tees. Hop over twitch.tv/horror junkyard or else twitch.tv/horror junkyard.
go fuck yourself, infidels, because this is the last days and times. Ride out with the conspiracy horseman on hackerhameen.podbean.com. YOLO!
My hands are tied, but all I What's so civil about war anyway?
Hey, this is Stevie Richards. I'm here to tell you, you don't necessarily need all this equipment to get in the best shape of your life. All you need is this, a resistance band. I'm so excited to offer the 12-week resistance band training program to you, which features an interactive PDF with full overview videos, modifications, descriptions of all the exercises, scalability, no matter what fitness level or what age you are. The PDF scales the workout to you. Also, after your instant download of the PDF, you get full direct email support right from me, as well as access to a Facebook group with an awesome interactive community. I can't wait to help you take control of your fitness journey. So click on the link below, click on the link in my profile, or just put in StevieRichardsFitness.com, go to the store, and download the 12-week resistance band training program.